In the South American jungles, ayahuasca is used in religious ceremonies to induce visions, as well as in medicine to cure ills.
El ayahuasca.
The ayahuasca is, exactly. It's a vine. Ayahuasca means it's a vine of the dead. Some people call soul vine.
With the help of an interpreter, shaman Alfredo Caruna Cayano explains that ayahuasca is known as a master plant, or a very powerful remedy, that treats the whole person, body, mind, and soul.
El ayahuasca ha descubierto...
The ayahuasca cures anything you have. You know, it starts for the simple things, like, for example, it's very simple to cure or to repel the bad energies from you inside. What is the bad energy? One of them could be the fears, you know. Then some wound you have or injury you have.
Whether the plant is being used for religious or medicinal purposes, ayahuasca is only taken in a ceremonial setting, under the direction of an experienced shaman. To turn it into the drink, also called ayahuasca, pieces of the twisting leafy vine are pounded into a pulp and combined with several other plants, then brewed down for 8 or more hours into a thick orange liquid. White-hot, head-splitting pain turned me from an interested reporter into a willing patient on the second day of my visit to the Peruvian jungle, when one of my unpredictable migraines I've suffered since adolescence blindsided me. I downed the vile brew as quickly as I could. The taste was so bitter and the smell so pungent that my head immediately began to swim and my stomach churned. Shaman Alfredo said that meant it was working.
Y se ha ido descubriendo más plantas sobre ayahuasca.
Only,
chacruna,
you know, by himself, chacruna, this plant doesn't work good. Doesn't work good. He has to, you have to add this with the other plant. And he showed him in his dream the chacruna, you know, which is the helping to the ayahuasca. And the Shipibo's culture, the chacruna are the wife of ayahuasca because they help and working together.
An international research team is investigating the pharmaceutical potential of ayahuasca, known scientifically as Banisteriopsis caapi. Principal investigator Dr. Charles Grobe is a professor of psychiatry and pediatrics at the UCLA School of Medicine. His team has done a chemical analysis of the medicinal drink. While the shaman's characterization of the herbal interaction may be whimsical, Grobe says science confirms that the ayahuasca brew is a potent medication.
It's a very sophisticated psychopharmacology, which somehow the native peoples of the Amazon region figured out. Ayahuasca is generally a decoction of two plants. Each plant, if taken separately, has no effects on the human central nervous system, but when taken together, there's a very powerful synergy.
The active ingredients in the brew are DMT, a naturally occurring brain chemical similar to serotonin, and a natural antidepressant. DMT is inactivated in the human gut, but when combined with the antidepressant, it can be absorbed by the body. Grobe says ayahuasca has antiparasitic properties, which can help to prevent malaria. And there's also some evidence that it diminishes the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. But the researcher says one of ayahuasca's most promising uses is in treating drug and alcohol addiction.
Number one, it does not appear to be addictive. I mean, individuals do not develop tolerance. They do not go through withdrawal. And generally speaking, it's very unusual for people to take it on consecutive days over an extended period of time.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration classifies the principal active ingredient in ayahuasca as a Schedule I controlled substance, which is not considered to have any legitimate medical use. As a result, the ayahuasca brew is illegal in the United States, and most of the pharmaceutical studies are being conducted in South America.
There's great potential to learn about the range of effects of ayahuasca and perhaps to explore its putative therapeutic value, but first steps first, and first I think we need to fully understand how it's utilized in South America, and then we need to conduct phase one trials in the U.S. and in Europe.
Because many shamans claim ayahuasca cures a variety of cancers, tumors, and other diseases, the Peruvian jungle has become a popular destination for the medical tourism industry. Most of the visitors at Ananyan Shobo, where Shaman Alfredo practices, are European, with the remainder from the United States, Australia, and Asia. By the way, the ayahuasca did wipe out my migraine, so that I could enjoy the rest of my jungle stay. But as long as its use in Western medicine is illegal, anyone wishing to explore its medical benefits will have to come to its source in South America. For VOA News, I'm Erica Celeste, Ananyan Shobo, Iquitos, Peru.